Did you ever get something on your mind and you just can't shake it? Maybe it's a song. You come in here to worship, the band plays a song, and it just kind of touches you, and you just can't get it out of your mind. And the rest of the day, you're just kind of remembering that tune, and maybe it even carries through the first of the week. Or maybe it's drive time, and you're on your way home from work, and you're thinking about all the problems and things that are going on. You're doing some problem solving, and you just can't shake it. You just can't get it out of your mind. Or maybe it's a song on the radio. It's just like a rotator and a loop. It's constant. Well, someone said a word, and it stuck in my mind this past week. And I just can't shake it. I just can't, like, dump it out of my mind. It just has hit me in this Memorial Day season that we're now in, and it's a word from a soldier. It's a word from a saint. It's a person that is looking back on their life and surveying how they've lived and what's happened, and I can't get it out of my mind. And you know what they said? I have fought the good fight. I have stayed in the race the whole way, and I kept the faith. When I read that this past week, it just struck me. In fact, so much so that I felt God saying, I want you to go a different direction this weekend. So I'm changing my whole message focus. Apostle Paul there shared those words. And boy, he kind of hits home. Looking back over his life, he said, I've been in this place. And I've been faithful all the way to the end. Now, how many of you have been in a race? How many of you went to the Flying Pig? I heard a lot of people in our church went down the Flying Pig. I've served in the Flying Pig, but I never ran in the Flying Pig. Maybe you went down there to serve. Maybe you went down there to walk. Or maybe you were down there traffic control or handing out water or whatever it might be. But it's a great race. But I have participated in some races in my time, believe it or not, here a few years ago. And I wish I had the picture. I was looking for it. And I could win the race, but I went the whole way. And made it at the end. Got to the finish line. And I'm so excited. Boy, it was a hot environment, too. I was much further down south toward the equator, and I was running this race, and boy, I was sweating bullets. It was hazy, hot, and humid that day. And there were lots of things there that were really obstacles. I mean, for one, it was not only the heat, but it was all these bugs. Things just trying to get at your perspiration, and it was just things that every kind of thing could, you know, detract you from your mission to make it all the way in. Now, those of you know who do some long distance running, you know what challenge it could be if you're in a race. There's lots of things that you can find that kind of get your mind off track of what you're doing, which is to win this race, or at least to finish the race. And you can start thinking about how bad your muscles ache, or how thirsty you are. Or, you know, you can start thinking about where the other runners are in comparison to you, and it can kind of sidetrack you. All sorts of things can become this fatal flaw to knock you out of the race and kick you to the side. You know, a couple weeks ago, I challenged you with this rope here, and I talked to you about eternity. And if you remember, I talked to you about living your dash. And if you were here a couple weeks ago, congratulations. You've been given a gift of God for 2 more weeks. You know, none of us know how long our life is going to be. And it certainly is a long race that we live, just this black spot, but it's all of eternity, friends. It's all of eternity. And I wanted to today if you're still in the race. You know, you need to really stay focused if you're going to win this race. We're challenging everybody. What we are about, our mission, is to make disciples. And we're here not to just build church. We're here to build disciples and to help all of us grow and get to the finish line. To make it in this race and on this journey and to follow after Christ. There's a marvelous example of this, and some of you who are older are going to know this. Some of you who are younger may not have heard about this lady, this little lady by the name of Mother Teresa. Here's a lady, and you millennials will love this, because she gave her whole life in serving other people. From Albanian descent, she found herself in India serving the poorest of the poor, living in this destitute environment, the foulest smells and awful conditions. And she ministered to these people who were the left out and the downtrodden and the distraught and the ugly and the hurting and the sickest of the sick. And she ministered to them with the love of Jesus Christ. She gave her whole life. And on her death in 1997, and she was canonized just a couple years ago in 2016, thousands of people filled the Najat Stadium there in India. And over 500,000 flooded the streets surrounding the stadium, all to pay tribute to this lady. And there was a billboard that was erected in Calcutta. It had her picture on there. And it had the year that she was born, 1910. But they didn't put the year she died. They put the words eternity. Now, that's an interesting way to mark somebody's life, isn't it? Well, let's think about it. Wouldn't you like to have your life marked in that way? That you made such an impact in this world. That you were so faithful in serving God. Loving people. You know, there's two great commandments that we are called to live by. And one is to love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. And the second, Jesus said, is like unto it. That you love your neighbor. This lady made such an impact on humanity in her devotion, and she stayed in the race. I wonder today if you're still running the race, if you're still following God. Now, I gotta tell you, it's hard to live the dash, is it not? It is really hard in our day, especially in the culture in which we find ourselves, to live in this instantaneous kind of world where it's self-gratification and we want everything right now at our fingertips. And it just can't happen fast enough. I mean, the microwave oven is just, it's so slow anymore. We just want everything fast. I gotta tell you, there's a lot of potholes. Now, I'm a runner. I like to run. I used to love to run outdoors. And I enjoyed the breath of fresh air and seeing God's creation. I enjoyed running around when I passing the residential area and running in the park, and it was just fabulous. But then we moved to a new area, and I went out, and there was a few curbs that I wasn't used to, and I started tripping. And I almost got run over by a car a couple of times. And then when old Conan, the neighborhood dog, started chasing me, I thought, well, you know, it's just safer now to head to the gym, LA Fitness or somewhere like that, and a safer place. It's difficult, is it not? This world is filled with such potholes and problems and things, the gnats and the bugs and the hot human conditions and all the things that want to take us, bifurcate our focus, and take our eyes off of what we're supposed to be doing. Very easy today. You know, we are reminded for our present troubles, are not going to last very long. Regardless of whatever you're going through, even if you face it your whole life, it doesn't mean anything compared to all of eternity that you are going to face. How important it is that we maintain focus. So you're living your dash, and we're not to allow anything to get in our way and to sidetrack us, but to fix our eyes on not what is seen, the Bible says, but what is unseen, because the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are unseen are forever. I wonder today if you're sidetracked. You know, the more you focus, the more effective you're going to be. It's just like the light that we find here. It's diffused, you know, and we're enables us to see. But if you concentrate that light, like out in the sun, you take a magnifying glass, and the sun shines through that, you can burn a piece of paper. And if you focus that light even more, it turns into a laser, and it can cut steel. Very, very powerful, right? And the more we stay focused, the more effective that we're going to be. But so oftentimes, we take our eyes off the ball. It's very easy to do. We start worrying about the bills and the budget and the other things in life. We get concerned about our careers, about the popularity, about people pleasing, about our incomes, about all kinds of things. Even we get our focus on problems. And we forget what we should be doing as disciples of Jesus Christ. There are two things that I want to say to you that remind you about that you need to be doing today. And the one is to put your eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith. And he gave us an example to live by. And the Bible says that we as disciples need to strive for the mind of Christ. We need to look at how he engaged this world and how he lived and loved other people. And Jesus is our example. And secondly, we need to look toward the finish line. Look at the finish line and to see those eternal rewards that are there. You know, I find the key to persistence is perspective. It's all how you look at things. You know? It's all how you look at things. I mean, why always determines how long? Think of it. When you realize the why, it really determines the motivation. And I think sometimes that so many disciples, they start off with a bang and then they flame out because they've forgotten their why. Why it's important to pray daily. Why it's important to read the Bible. Why it's important to go to worship. Why it's important to be part of a small group. Why is it important to serve and to live out that commandment to love others? And we forget that. Those things are spiritual disciplines, important parts of making us and molding us on the journey that we're on, in the race that we're taking. It's the cup of water down at Pine Street that they're handing out. It's the crowd as you go by, they're applauding you. It's your small group that's supporting you and loving on you when there's a difficulty going on in your life or you've had a great accomplishment, and they're cheering you and to support you and encourage you. Amen. And when we forget our why, we get sidetracked very easily. You have to stay focused. Focus. You know, I find that discouragement is our biggest foe. And I can tell you, as I look back on my ministry, some 25, 28 years, there's been many times where you just like want to give in. I mean, you see, there's so many people hurting. There's so many problems that need to be tended to, and you're just like, wow, especially on Monday. And they often tell us that one of the number one times that people have a heart attack is on Monday morning, starting the work week. And a lot of discouragement. But isn't it terrible to live 1/7 of your life on Monday? In a life of discouragement all the time, it need not be that way, friend. It need not be that way. We are called as disciples to maintain our focus on Christ. When those disciples got out of the boat there, you know, they took their eyes off Christ and they started to sing. Now, not everything is going smooth. Now, you know, I got some golf balls. This is another sport that I get into from time to time. And, you know, golf balls, when they were first made, they had a smooth cover. You know that? Way back in the day, it's almost like a ping pong ball. It was a smooth cover. And then the law of physics took hold. And people realized when they hit the ball, the more the ball was roughed up, the further the ball would travel. And so they started manufacturing it with all of those dimples in it. Because they knew it could get more distance. You could go farther. And you know, oftentimes in the testing on this journey in which we take, there's going to be things that will certainly challenge us and test our faith. But we can grow from those things. And we can go a farther distance. And we can travel the journey all the way with God. We need to keep our eyes on God, on eternity. And a powerful motivator for us, friends, is not the internal. It's not even the external. It's the eternal. And we need to keep our eyes focused on that. There's another great example of the power of persistence. And it's in one of my favorite movies. It's a sports movie entitled Rudy. How many of you have seen the movie Rudy? An interesting little movie about a guy, a true story, where this guy wants to go and play football for the University of Notre Dame. Now, I know some of you out here, you want to play football for the Buckeyes. Or you want to be in the marching band. That's the greatest band on earth. You know, you want to be part of that. It's exciting, right? This guy grew up, and in this household, everybody was about Notre Dame. And the guy just grows up and he wants to go to Notre Dame. The problem is he had so many obstacles to get there. First of all, he was a terrible student. He didn't have grades to get. Number two, he didn't have any money. Number three, he had no athletic ability. Here's a really small, normal guy going to play Division I football with all these big, very athletic players. And family and friends also, every step of the way, was saying, "You're crazy. They're not going to take you." But what happens? Rudy persists in his pursuit. He's highly determined. And he keeps on this path and on this journey. And lo and behold, he goes to this other school and gets his grades up. And he's accepted into Notre Dame. Everybody thought it would never happen. And then next, he walks on the football team, and the coaches and the players, they think he's out of his mind, and they just simply use him as a punching bag, and they make fun of him. But look what happens at the end of the story. respect of the players. And they wanted him to play just one snap, just one little play in the game to feel like he was part, that he could officially say he was part of the team. And they started clapping. And then those in that section behind started clapping. The whole stadium was clapping. Even the broadcaster was announcing his name out to the world. And you know, I just have this crazy vision that when you make it to heaven, if you stay in grace, there's going to be that great cloud of witnesses as you reach the finish line that are going to carry you over. They're going to be chanting your name. They're going to be saying, great job. You made it. You went all the way. You're going to hear the words of God. The Lord told us, those who endure to the end shall be saved. They're going to say, great job. Congratulations. Welcome in to this place that I have prepared for you. My question is today, are you still on the journey? Are you still faithfully following after the example of Christ? Loving God, loving people. Now, on this Memorial Day weekend, I know a lot of veterans. I have some veterans in my family, and I've been privileged throughout my ministry to meet a lot of men and women who have served our country so faithfully. And you know, oftentimes I've asked them, how did you do it? How in the world did you stay in that foxhole, in that dangerous place? How did you move forward and charge ahead with all the bullets flying and the bombs falling and the things happening around you? How did you do it? And you know what? 100% of the time that they told me, as they said, I did it because I know that the road through was the way home. That I just be faithful to my task and we just move through this dangerous spot, it was going to be my ticket home. I wonder today if you're still on the journey. If you're still living a life of discipleship, living with your eyes fixed on Jesus. Shall we pray together? Holy God, I just ask for your Spirit to be among the hearts and minds of your people here today. There's some here today, oh God, that are seated by the curb. Somehow they've gotten kicked out of the race. There's been a wound. There's been a word that has been spoken. There's been an issue that's come up. There's been something that has developed in the life of someone here today, and they've stopped running the race. There's some others, oh God, that are just up in the stands and they have been spectators and they're so skeptical and they've heard a lot about this and they know about God and they want to be here today to see if there's just anything really about it. But they haven't come to know you. God, may this be the day. May this be the very moment they accept you. And I just pray for them right now that they would say yes. Yes to you. For those, oh God, that are discouraged, doubt, and disturbed, whatever it may be, that is preventing them from continuing on this race, may your Spirit sweep them off of their feet and give them that strength, that courage to keep moving forward, to be your disciple. It's in your precious name we pray.